Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee with Dak Rasmussen, the longtime head coach of the Pell Girls track and field team. You can feel it in the air that spring is right around the corner, coach, and the outdoor season is about to be upon us, and a lot of excitement with especially several returning state qualifiers on your roster this year, and a returning state champion, the greatest distance runner maybe in state history. A pretty good way to start there, coach. First of all, how exciting has it been to get your full roster together, then have the spring break week kind of in between where you're not all together, but know that on Monday you're going to have a full group of dozens of girls excited to be on the track again.
Yeah, you know, one thing, we've been able to get outside more than maybe we have in the past, so that's been exciting despite the recent snow. And it always feels a little bit more track once you can get outside. And just looking at this year, you know, we've got a lot of veterans coming back, a lot of girls with experience, a lot of girls who were really young last year and got experience, and so we're really kind of hoping that that pays off this year, that we've got some, you know, sophomores and especially juniors that are going to be in key spots that need to show up for us when the postseason rolls around.
Well, and we will start with that greatest distance runner, certainly in cross country of all time. And she leads the four-time now reigning cross country champion. So not a bad place to start, coach, when you're building out your roster. The exciting piece is those cross country girls just don't run 3,000s for you. A lot of them do a lot of different events all the way down to the fours. And many of them could have a big impact, starting with Marissa.
Oh, that's just it, you know, because, again, in cross country, they all run the same distance. And that's not going to work for us because you can only run two in the 3,000, two in the 15 at state. So you have to find homes for everybody and find out what their strengths are and where they can help us out. So, you know, obviously with Marissa running the 3,000, the 15 goes without saying that we're excited about where she's going to be starting there. And, you know, we'll see if she can get to an 8. Elsie Brenneman, if we can get her healthy again, she's looking great in those longer distances. Ruth Dunham has looked phenomenal so far this year. So, you know, you start there with those three and, you know, you're filling up kind of those long distance spots. And then you get a Carly Altwine that's going to be a strong 800 runner for us. And she'll still, you know, run some 15s in there too. But like I said, you only got so many spots. And Lizzie Vandervoort's just been tearing it up so far this season. And Coach Cutler gets a little nervous because, you know, he's looking at us turning her into some sort of sprinter running 4s and 8s instead of 3,000s. But again, that's her gift. She finished last season with the school record in the 800, and there's no reason that she's not going to beat that again this year. And again, her 400s have looked solid. So, you know, when you start with that core group of cross country girls, that's going to have a huge impact on those distance events for us.
And of course, the other one is Lizzie Newman, a returning 400, and she leads a great group of sprinters, especially in that 400, 200 range, coach, that can do a lot of damage in the relays.
And that's just it. Because again, Lizzie ran primarily fours for us last year, and she can run an 8, obviously, so it's going to be just where we need her. Again, the indoors, she's looked phenomenal for us. Kyla Barnes has put in a great winter season, so she's looked incredibly strong. And then, you know, we've got Bryn Paulson, who was kind of on the fringes last year. She's really taken a step forward, so she's going to do some great stuff for us this year. Josie Settles kind of came on late in the year. Erica Voss came on late in the year for us last year. And they're already looking really good so far. This early season is kind of our mid-distance long sprinter 400 group there.
And then a very experienced short sprint group led by Abby Melvin returning, Camry Trine, a couple of state qualifiers from a year ago, and then a bunch of younger girls who may make an impact by season's end.
Yeah, that's just it. Haley DeVries ran a lot of varsity for us last year, and so she had a great off season. She got nothing but stronger, so she's looked like one of our top sprinters coming into this year. So she's looked really good. We're looking at forward to what she can contribute. And then, you know, we've got some other girls, Braylon Vanzani, Phoenix Gibbs, who were a little dinged up last year and maybe didn't get to shine as much. They've looked pretty good, so we're going to see where they're at. And I don't know if I'm getting ahead of myself, but our hurdlers have been the best they've been in years. We got the Parks twins, Emmy Riddick, Brianna Mass have been stellar. They are picking up right where they left off last year. So it's been a little while since we've talked about, you know, the shuttle having an impact in the postseason. But with that group, with the experience they got last year, They're looking great in the hurdle events, and there's a couple of them that may end up doing some sprints for us then too.
And mentioned quite a few state softball champions in there. Exactly. And that championship pedigree means a lot. We're here at Dak Rasmussen, head coach of the Pella girls track and field team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as we preview the season, and let's shift focus to the field events. And speaking of softball champions and one of the greatest athletes this school has ever seen, Katie Sheckle is already looking great in the throws despite an ankle injury from basketball. She leads the way in the shot put with a really talented group. Feels like that are kind of bubbling under the surface there. Ireland Bishop, a Drake Relays qualifier from a season ago in the discus. Your throws can make a lot of impact this year.
Yeah, you know, with Katie, it's been a building process. It's really kind of, with an athlete that's involved in as many sports as she is, keeping her healthy is always kind of the challenge from year to year. And she hadn't necessarily done a lot of throwing when she came to us. So it's been a progression, and we're hoping that this year really all of that pays off and she can do as well or better than what she did as far as placement at state this year. Obviously distance, we're hoping there's an improvement. And Ireland's been the same way as she's gotten stronger, and her throwing ability has improved from year to year. Her technique has improved from year to year. And I think last year getting to state was a new experience. This year she's going to come in with a lot more confidence. And the throws coaches have already been kicking around the idea of a school record in the discus, and that was held by Brooke Gritters, which that's a pretty big name in Pella history. So that's saying a lot of the potential she has for us this year.
And that gets us to the big picture. And no doubt that track and field, we've got some enormous meets on the calendar this year, and we'll talk about that in a second. But the postseason, frankly, last couple of years has maybe been a little bit down from where you have been in terms of final placement at state. Some injuries factored into that. The fact that Class 3A is so much better is factored into that. The fun, exciting piece is that last year's state champion didn't break 50. And it feels like with where the state is at right now, that may be more the trend. So when you set goals for this team, clearly there are still some things that need to be improved. You need some girls healthy, but coach, the real exciting piece is that Pella track and field may find their way back to the top of the podium.
Yeah, that's really the hope. The potential is definitely there. We saw it towards the end of last year. We had a lot of younger kids running, and like you said, we had a few people that were a little injured, maybe not running at 100%. And what we've seen so far in the indoors this season leads us to be very confident that we can get to those levels. Because again, it does look as if, you know, 3A is one going to be incredibly challenging. If you just look at Drake Relays qualifiers, there's 3A compared to 4A, there's probably a lot more 3A than what there should be. That just speaks to the quality. And because of that, I think, you know, like you said, the numbers are going to be spread out. So hopefully if we've got a few elite events and a few more events that can get us on the podium, we're going to be able to piece together enough points to get us a trophy again.
Well, and there's a great field of teams, and it may be too many to mention for this interview, but ADM, the defending champions, they narrowly won that, of course, at the end. And there's a whole handful of other teams I'm sure you're keeping your eye on just here in the preseason before we go outside.
That's just it. ADM, obviously, that's the one you have to keep your eye on. And, you know, we've seen some schools with some good events at the indoor, but it's one of those things until you get outdoor and you see how coaches are going to use their depth, you don't get a real good feel for what the top teams are going to be. But, we run at enough big meets that we're going to get to see some of those top teams, and we run against some 4A schools. So I feel like, in the next few weeks, we're going to have a really good idea of where we sit.
Well, and you mentioned that the schedule this year, again, it's no secret that Pella track and field likes to compete with the big girls in this case in terms of 4A, and certainly in our conference alone, we have a lot of that. But just another good mix of some confidence nights in terms of maybe some meets where you can really feel like you're going to go out and score 200 points as a team. But then some really challenging nights. Jim Duncan's back on the table, and I'm sure, again, you hope you have a very large contingent you're sending to Drake Relays in between.
Yeah, that's just it. You know, we go to Waukee Northwest. We run against them. DCG invites some top schools to their meet. And then, yeah, just getting to Jim Duncan is a premier event. So all of those things are going to help us to get the times, the performances we need to get to Drake, which, again, is another one of those check marks and see where we're at over the course of the season. So I think we've done a nice job of putting together a schedule that's going to challenge us. But like you said, some of the confidence meets in there to learn how to win and put us in a good position where we can challenge the best of Iowa.
Well, and the hope is that on May 23rd, we have a whole lot to celebrate, and I know we will have a lot to celebrate in between. That's Dak Rasmussen, head coach of the Pella Girls Track and Field Team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee, another season preview, coach. I don't know if you know this. I'm excited. I think the girls are excited. I hope to see it at an oval very soon.
Oh, I can't wait for it.